Yeah, I know we back outside, right?
Man, we back outside, man. We all the way back outside. We ain't playing. We ain't going back in.
Back outside.
What was the worst part of the being inside? Was y'all inside like when?
Well, before we get started, man, we got a goddamn. We got a gift you with this goddamn.
Oh, okay. You know what you got?
Champagne, Bella.
Yeah, this all you.
Blue. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
My boys came through with their blue.
Yes, Sirski.
Oh, man.
Champagne and leather on the way, man.
Champagne and leather.
Man,
who thought of that name, though?
Honestly, Noez inspired it.
Yeah, I did. It was about to be just based around leather. But then after we kind of, because it was going to be leather in the summer, for real.
That's what it was.
But we started late in the summer. We didn't want to name it leather in the summer, so that way you kind of put a maturation on the project. So
okay.
We just decided champagne and leather, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, yeah, for shit show.
Man, that's too hard,
Inspired
man.
By Jodeci. You already know what's going on.
Jodeci vibes. So we're going to get like some rap. Party Jodeci type vibes on us.
Nah, we ain't gonna get no Jodeci vibes.
I'm here for all
this. Nah, we ain't got no Jodeci vibes, but you know, we just talking about the style. Like,
okay,
you know how they had the leather on in the goddamn desert.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Out there in the sand,
champagne and leather. Yeah. You know, just consisting of, you know what I'm saying, champagne being sweet. Champagne being tasty. When you think champagne, you think the ladies. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then you think leather. You think tough, my man. You think pain. You from coming from champagne and leather. You know what I'm talking about?
You gonna get all that on champagne and leather.
Why? Who had thought them niggas standing out there in the desert and all that leather?
I don't know. But it worked.
I think it was like I heard everything you said, but I'm still thinking about that shit.
It was Diddy.
Diddy.
Because Diddy was their stylist at the time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so he had them wearing leather. In the desert.
Yeah.
Oh, you coming through with the hip-hop history. I'm fucking with it.
Yeah, Sirski.
What y'all think was the hardest era in R&B?
The hardest era? You mean like years, like year-wise, like the 80s or the 90s or something?
I'm going to say 90s.
2000s?
Like the little, you know what I'm little time frame. Like,
I guess say, the 90s. I kind of can second that.
I would say the 90s too.
Yeah, the
90s
was hitting.
90s. You know what
I'm
saying? Yeah, yeah.
Because you got to think about it, that's still music in the 90s that's inspiring a lot of the hits in R&B to this day. You know, coming from the 90s. You know, they just being, especially, you know, shout out to TikTok, because now it's a lot of samples going on now, you know what I'm saying?
And a lot of songs are getting revived.
And they're getting revived because of that. A lot of them is from the 90s and the early 2000s.
And they working, too.
It's working. Yeah, it's working.
You already know.
Like the Usher and the City Girls record. That's hard. It's another one, bro. I can't think
it's
of
a few of them.
The last got a few of them.
Lucky Day.
That Usher record you was just saying.
I ain't gonna lie, it got that YG shit, that toxic shit on that Mary J shit. Oh yeah,
that record hard too, man. I like that record too.
It is some good music out there, but I feel like it's a drought.
As far as R&B is concerned, everything right now.
I feel like it's a drought on everything.
See, that's the thing. Like to me, I feel like it's out there, but you know, people ain't like really going to go look for it. You know what I'm saying? It's not on the mainstream like it used to be. And like, man, let me see like who's the hottest out, and that's not major. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
But still making noise like independently, but folks don't really know because they ain't out there worldwide or internationally. You know, but they most definitely out there though. You know, what I'm saying?
Just listening to the major artists, right? You know what I'm saying,
yeah.
And if you subject yourself to just majors, and you ain't gonna get what you want.
But overall, I do understand. I know exactly what you mean though. With as far as like,
I feel like
you know
it's a drop because the radio is not fucking with real music. That's what the drop is at.
Yeah.
Radio,
it's like a cycle.
I don't even think it's just radio. That is kind of that can play a part. I mean, not the only reason.
That controls the algorithm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
So
that's what the consumer feels like they need to go listen to.
Sure.
It's on the radio. So boom, boom, boom. Now, of course, it's 2022. So you know, you got different things. You know what I'm saying, like TikTok and things like that. That's you know helping curate some of these records as far as you know how records are getting discovered. But radio still plays a big part as far as the majority of what people think is mainstream.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
that's a fact.
Hey, it's like these days though. I kind of like that thing about now where what used to be considered mainstream is like not even that definition no more.
Right,
like you can have some straight hood ass and shit. It's mainstream. What's a head type?
That shit is still going international.
That's considered be
top 10.
Yeah, it's going international.
Straight up.
That's true. Look at Kodak.
I have to say, honestly, urban hip hop music is becoming.
It is
the primarily sound of mainstream.
Music is definitely becoming
exactly.
It's
popular.
Crazy.
Pop just mean popular, but it's definitely become the most popular genre.
Yeah,
in the market.
Exactly.
You know,
Hey, wide range.
I'm excited for this new album though, gang. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Yeah, facts.
Cause y'all boy been like putting in work.
Facts.
You know what I mean? You been taking all the proper channels it takes when it comes to the hustle.
Yeah.
Y'all boys ain't been taking no shortcuts. Y'all been doing y'all thing, man.
Yeah, we going straight. Straight. Yeah, man.
You ain't asked for no handout.
Nah.
Yeah,
getting dirty in the process.
Yeah.
We been in them trenches together.
All that mud on us at the end of the night.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real though.
You know what I'm saying? Working.
Mm-hmm. Ain't getting no sleep.
Yeah. Nah, I be sleeping for that. I'll be knocked out, nigga.
No, I definitely got to get your sleep in. No kids out.
Hey.
It got to.
Hey, that sleep, but I don't tell you, man.
Even though I may only get a little bit, but, you know, it is important, though.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
For sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is, likewise. Bro. You'll be looking old as hell around here, dog.
It's straight up,
but
dog.
Like, how old you at? 20? Damn.
Yeah.
You look 40.
Nigga looking like your uncle.
Yeah, I hear, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
How long, y'all boy been since y'all like officially formed the group?
I want to say 2009 is when we formed, just with us three. Keep in mind, you know, we blood brothers. You know what I'm saying? So we went through a process of like, you know, being in different groups and then joining. We had a group plus, it was plus two
others,
and then we just came to the conclusion to just do this
just
shit
do
with
us.
Just us three.
Okay. Hey, man, y'all forgive me, man. Let me introduce my esteemed guest, man. Oh yeah, before I do that though, big salute to the YouTube viewers, big salute to the Apple Podcast listeners, Spotify listeners, Anchor, Google Podcasts, if people listen to that. And thank y'all. Without y'all, there would be no us. Now,
yeah.
The gang in the building.
Yeah, gang. Oh, yeah.
Like, it, the building was a little rumbly when these boys walked up in here, man. These boys came through that bitch, stumbled like some motherfucking Bigfoots up in these bitches, man.
on some
Jack in the Beanstalk type shit, nigga.
Man,
these boys some big steppers, dog. You know what I'm saying? The one, the only, Rich Soul.
In the building.
Gang, yes, gang. Sir. Yes, sir.
What's going on with you, Rico?
Hey, man, just cooling, man, working.
You know what I'm saying?
Always.
Working. And just, you know, just taking it all in, brother.
Yeah,
you got to.
Yeah, because you've been just as busy as us.
Yeah, you outside like we are.
You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah.
So it'd be like damn near like some shit that I did last week. It'd take me like 3 weeks just to process that. But I'm still working in them 3 weeks, though.
Straight up.
So like, I ain't even had time to really be excited about, okay, damn, that was dope 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I can understand how y'all boys will be going through the same thing.
Same shit.
Yeah.
What's y'all favorite part about this thing, man?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, man. I love the camaraderie and fellowship with my brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, anytime we all on one page and doing one thing, it's just way more fun doing it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the dopest part of doing this shit with, you know, with the bros.
It's that, and honestly, for real, like, it's the journey, man, for real. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just like, man, it really starting from the bottom, man, and like just really, and still going, but still like knowing like all the work that you put in, it's like, you know, folks recognizing and, you know, really seeing and noticing, like, man, these boys is really like, you know what I'm saying, like they just see, you know, currently, but like we really been putting in a lot of work for real. Footwork, you know what I'm saying, like a lot of people don't know it's a lot that comes that you got to put into it.
Facts.
To make it successful, man,
a lot of sacrifice, man.
for sure. Hey, yeah.
What the biggest sacrifice y'all think I had to make so far?
Oh, man, you know, because, you know, it's funny, man, because, you know, we actually did a reset. I think that was our biggest sacrifice that we made in our career. You know, us moving from Atlanta back to Nashville for a few years. I think we needed that reset because we was headed down a wrong, you know what I'm saying? Like,
way.
Yeah,
we was in a lot of some hot boy shit.
Yeah, we had to come down here and come. We had to go back to Nashville. Yeah, we left Atlanta on some hot boy shit.
We left Atlanta.
We had to come back.
Man, what the hell y'all boy had going on down here, man?
Man, just too much shit to be talked about. Yeah, a lot going on, man.
Too much going on.
But we moved back and we literally got some ground, and we had to ground ourselves and just kind of reset. And then, you know, we had to restart it, bro. We had to find ourselves. It was a lot going on. We had to find ourselves. And, but that process and that journey has definitely shaped us into who we are now. So we came back and we dropping again. Now we ready. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, and even that, and even you know, in the course of that reset, we literally took the time to, you know, study the game, study the music industry, because it's a lot that we've been through.
The business of it.
You know what I'm saying? So now we did our homework. We did all of that back office shit. Now we ready to go. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's what's important.
So that reset was probably one of the biggest sacrifices.
Facts. Yo. For shit show. We didn't want to do it. But we
changing
just,
our that name.
Was changing our
that's
name.
That's another thing,
because
too.
That's you know, it's risky. That's a risky move.
That's a big risk.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you change your name. That don't mean your people follow you.
Facts.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, we knew we outgrew a name, but we had a lot of fans who thought otherwise.
Yo. Facts.
You
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so we had to, you know, really, like, shaped away and, like, you know what I'm saying, like, really start like introducing Rich Soul, yep. Like, you know what I'm saying, before
it's funny because even in the process of the name change, like, we wasn't all the way sold until we sat down with Rico Wade, you know, Rico Wade from the Dungeon Rico Family. Wade.
Okay,
right,
shout out Rico, Dungeon
man.
Family.
Oh, yeah, we actually went to the Dungeon Man and we had a sit down with him. He was like, we was talking about the name change, and he was like, yo, Rich Soul, y'all need to do that. So he really, like, put that fire behind us to go ahead and change the name, because we was on the fence with it. But when we told him, he saw it.
You know, because we was classroom majors. So he looked at that name, and he looked at Rich Soul.
He looked at that name, and then he was listening to the music.
Listening to the music.
Yeah, that too. He was like, yeah, y'all sound like more like Rich Soul than classroom majors.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying? So, but we was classroom majors ever since we was teenagers, man. So, like, that's the reason why.
How you say the name?
Classroom majors.
So we was kids when we came up with the name.
Classroom majors.
Yeah, classroom majors.
Okay.
So we was kids when we came up with that. Like, we was literally in the classroom.
But we had a whole wave, though. Like, we had.
Yeah,
we
man, was, it was deeper than that name was deeper than what people saying.
Yeah, than the face value.
Of course, you know, when you think classroom, yeah, you thinking it's like education, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, like, our listeners were the students and we were the teachers. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's like, listen to this masterpiece that we had worked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
listen to what we
But we was
up.
Branding the shit out that. Like,
but
we,
you know, like,
we started Major Gang with that shit.
Major Gang.
We was party promoters in the city, so. Major Gang, like, we was making a lot of noise. So even before we left, that was like one of the main things that we was known for.
Yeah.
But Major, you know, it's funny because we had a formula with it. We was like, yo, we're gonna utilize our promo team and get access to promoters, DJs, and we're gonna plug ourselves in and get hot and take over the music shit, mm-hmm. right? But we got distracted, man. Like, in the process of promoting, bro, like, we was doing three,
nightlife,
four.
Nightlife, you get.
That nightlife,
you get swallowed.
Man,
bro,
if you ain't
4 days out the week.
Focused.
If you ain't focused, and we was young.
How old were y'all? I was just about to ask
young,
how old
bro.
Y'all was.
Yeah, we was young. We started, we started at like 18, 19. We started young.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We started young, so, like, we.
Yeah, that shit get. Like, we had like 4 or 5 parties a week.
A week.
Like, you know what I'm saying? We had like, it was
drinking
it was
every week. Night, women every night.
Yeah,
you just it was parties. Distracted, bro. You know what I'm saying? And then there was so much competition in the promo world, bro. So it's like, we were so focused on being like number one. Like, we just
we weren't
focused on
the
music
for
real,
like,
bro.
That for real. Like, we weren't really like focused like we were supposed to be.
Nope.
Like, you know, we
getting that dollar.
We'll book a big artist. And won't even think about performing at our own
that's
party.
That's how we was doing it. We were just trying to sell out.
We like, man, nah, man.
Oh, damn.
We be like, nah, bro.
You know
we want to oversaturate. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They ain't come here to see all these indie artists. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody won't perform. They pay. We make this bad. You know what I'm saying? Off the performance. You know what I'm saying? We book. You know what I'm saying? The big act. And we go from there. You know what I'm saying? And so, but we weren't focused on the artistry. Like, on the music.
Yeah.
We was just promoters.
Damn, when I hear them words, man, it's an example I like to use when I tell people sometimes you can talk yourself out of greatness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Cause you see how y'all talk yourself out of performing
and
a spot that you got full control over. Mm-hmm.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So, but it's good that y'all recognize, okay, I'm headed down the wrong path. Maybe we need to regroup.
It was fun though. Don't get it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
but it was like
going back
lot,
at it.
We,
yeah.
Got,
yeah.
We had
like,
to hang up them gloves off
it's,
the show.
It's at a point of time, you gotta wake up. You know, be like, all right, that's it now. Like, that was it.
Like, yeah.
You know, but it was cool that we moved to Nashville. You know, what I'm saying, our hometown. You know, what I'm saying, we was originally born. We moved back and we regrouped. You know, what I'm saying, like Noah said, we found ourselves. You know, what I'm saying, and. You know,
studied the business.
Man, everybody introduced themselves, man. I'm so rude, man.
No, you good.
Everybody
man.
Introduced themselves, man. Let everybody know who you are.
Well, I'm Noez, man. I'm Noez 1/3. I'm the middle child. You know what I'm saying?
I'm Cash 1/3. The oldest.
Right. Astro.
The baby. Youngest, that's the baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Astro. No ask.
Man, Cash. So it's just y'all. Y'all got any more siblings?
Yeah, we do.
Our daddy's definitely, you know, has some droppings for sure.
Right.
Yeah, but we got a few brothers and sisters outside of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out Jordan,
Kiana, Marche.
Yeah.
Kaylin. That's a lot of them.
So y'all say y'all was like
Logan.
We just happened to grow up under the same roof.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
What y'all feel like was instilled to y'all that still resonates with y'all to this day, growing up in that household together?
I think the number one thing our mother instilled into us was, you know what I'm saying, don't do no flaw shit and be loyal to your brothers.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We used to fight each other.
We fighting. Yeah.
And she used to always say, man, you need to fight them niggas in the streets. Yeah. Don't fight each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all got.
We kept that shit like, if this nigga throw him, I don't give a fuck if he wrong or right. I'm throwing hands. If he throw, I'm throwing hands.
Yeah.
Same thing with him. That's a fact. Like, that's just how I go. I don't give a fuck what you did, bro. I got your back. You know what I'm saying? But that's like the main thing that really, you know, really stuck with us, like this whole ride, for real, for real.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, that's a good one to hold on to, man.
Mm-hmm. Unity, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Because shit, don't nobody you now like that real family, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And just and blood don't necessarily make
you
family.
Yeah. You got because you be having siblings, they be falling out. And ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you got the family, like you was just saying. You know, just because you blood don't really make you family. Because you know you got folks outside of your family, you know, that you call a brother, you'd be your friend or something, one of your partners, just as close, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just as real as your own, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real, though.
Just like the biggest publicist in the game, Taylor Fruits.
Shout out, gang.
Shout out, Tay-Tay. You know,
like, you ain't gonna tell me that's not my sister.
Straight up. Straight up.
Blood, like, I ain't even gonna be trying to hear it.
Facts.
You can't tell me we ain't got the same mama.
Here we go.
Like, nah, don't even play with me.
I don't hear that shit, man.
Nah, for real.
Don't be straight up.
Man.
I second that. Shout out Taylor.
Yeah. Shout out Mama Taylor, too.
Yeah,
Shout out my mama, too. Mama, man. It's shout funny, man, because our mother is she's our manager. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because in the beginning of our journey, like, she wasn't that. Like, we didn't went through manager after manager after manager to the point she was like, you know what? I'm just about to do this shit for y'all. She like, I don't know nothing, but I know y'all can trust me. Because we had some flawed dude we were playing with, man, in that management department in the beginning. So, you know, ever since we tapped in with her, man, we've been going up. I ain't going to cap.
Straight up.
Now, she just learned as she went. Like, we all was learning as we went because we were young. You know what I'm saying? So, we're just learning that we were going. So, you know. Even with that, she's just as experienced as we are in the music industry.
Straight
you
up.
Know what I'm saying? So,
shout
and
out
that's it's perfect. That's why timing is everything.
Hey, yes. Man, for real, you know man. Hey, shout out to y'all, mama, man.
Yeah, shout out Gina Love. Mama.
Yeah, man.
Nah, for real.
Yeah. She's super cool, man.
Yeah.
Man, this Bel Air though, my boy. Like, damn, you can't bless me, man. I think you probably like
you ain't got no cup,
man. Nah, we ain't got no cup.
They were playing
man.
With the cups. He said he wasn't expecting no bottle.
I said that to say this. You probably like y'all probably like the first people to bring me a gift
for sure,
I'm down there up to 100 episodes type
of
all together.
Yeah.
Whatever on me. Like, y'all the first guests.
That's good. That's what's up,
shit,
man.
I ain't know that. And people don't forget stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Because we not living in a world where, you know, somebody be quick to give. Everybody trying to take it and hold on to it. Don't want to take it and like split it up,
right?
With your people,
right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Nah, this is my league.
Yeah, this is my league.
You gotta find your own.
You gotta find your own. Like nah, man. Yeah, we.
And it's funny, man, because I like using the glass your glass being full analogy when it comes to that department. It's like, yo, you got everybody else got a glass, and you know if somebody needs some pouring, hey, pour into their glass. It's not gonna really take too much from your cup as long as you got something in your cup.
Right.
Then you know, pour it in, and that's the analogy I like using when it comes to that shit, bro. That's a fact.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy a nigga standing in the club on the couch with a whole bottle and don't even want to.
man, you better show that shit.
None. Don't even want to get a homie like a little cup.
Yeah, and that's crazy because I'm the type of nigga in the club. Like I'm pouring everybody because I don't really drink for real. So it's like, y'all please drink all of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like we gotta.
It's usually for the guests.
It's for the guests. It's for the gang, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so what y'all y'all got your own imprint, right? For yep. a record label.
Yeah, we do. 24 Karat Records.
24 Karat Records.
Mm-hmm. 24 Karat.
Okay. What do you plan on just focusing on y'all right now? Y'all at some point y'all want to start bringing in some more artists?
Yeah, for
we
sure.
Got, we got artist one artist.
Yeah, we got one artist right now. Shout out to Max. Shout out to the gang.
Yeah, that's brother.
And that's okay. gang. That's like day one before me.
Y'all ain't bring, why y'all ain't bringing you know with?
Hey, because he was busy.
Yeah, he's his own man.
He's still doing his thing, man. But he got a single coming soon, so I want everybody to be on the lookout
everybody
for this
gonna
shit.
Know
we're going to bring him up here, too. We're going to bring him up here.
Yeah.
For shit show, as soon as he drop.
And as a matter of fact, y'all actually been in the same place before.
Yeah, you met Max. He back outside at the beginning, the one that was sold the weed to the pastor.
With the dreads.
On the TV, in the video.
On the TV.
Man, bro.
You had to go back and look at
yeah,
look
I got
to
go back
beginning.
And look at
that's Mel Max.
Mel Max. Shout
video.
Out Mel Max.
He got locked.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You remember the pastor?
Doing the news?
Yeah.
He wasn't an anchor. He walked up to
he the one that sold him.
His hand
yeah, he the one that sold him.
Oh, I
sold him.
I got to go back and look at
Yeah. You got to see
it.
Yeah, you definitely got to see that, bro.
Yeah, but Mel Max is that guy. Yeah, shout out Mel Max. But he on the album too.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he on Champagne and Leather. He on Kujo, and that motherfucker dog. I ain't gonna cap.
You just gave me. You just got on here and spill.
Hey
the
man,
beans
I'm,
right
spill, I'm gonna spill it out. You know what I'm saying? That's the only feature we got on the project is with Mel Max.
And he going crazy. On
yeah,
yes sir.
Yeah.
Nah, you gotta slide me that damn that betcha,
that best, that besta. Oh, he heard that besta. Yeah, he heard that besta.
Man,
that besta need to be the next single.
Man, what?
He said you facing number three.
Man, well, I'm trying to come through and get an executive producer credit right quick. Nah, we don't even need to do that one.
Yeah, man.
Nah, we ain't gonna do that one, but for real, though, you do need to make that shit.
No, facts. Appreciate that, bro. And that's the newest one. That's the newest one on the project. So,
it is.
You know, that's kind of, we already had the Face It rollout prepared.
Yeah, we did.
We was like, we just automatically say, yo, this probably gonna be number three.
Yeah, this is one of them ones.
What's the name of the other joint?
Face It.
Yeah, that Face It hard, though.
Yeah, sir. Music video on the way.
Song coming in two weeks, couple weeks, right? Yep. Shooting a video in the next couple weeks. That's gonna be a movie. We actually gonna do the premiere of that video at our listening party for Champagne and Leather.
For sure.
Okay. So yeah, that's coming in October.
Man, that damn name was Champagne and Leather.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Man, like
it's gonna be one of the ones.
What, y'all gonna be rocking the furs in the wintertime?
Oh, you yeah, okay, okay. We always do.
We always do.
You seen the EPK. You seen us with the fur on.
Y'all got a fur.
We for sure got that fur.
You seen the fur on us. You know what I'm saying? No, we don't play when it comes to fashion, bro. I ain't gonna cap. We don't play. We take our drip very serious. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, we actually about to start a clothing line.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So that hard.
Yeah, we about to go crazy.
Hey, y'all got a little fur plug though.
I mean, we do.
You trying to get you some fur for real?
He trying to get this step out of the mink.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
One time for the one time, not too crazy.
I ain't mad at it.
I think we all need a piece. You know what I'm saying? I ain't making no noise, but I'm in the building. I'm in the building, though. You gonna automatically make noise with that phone. You gonna automatically make noise with that fur. I ain't gonna talk all night.
I'm just gonna be chilling.
You just gotta stand there. Everybody gonna be looking at you. Who that nigga right there? I don't know who that nigga is.
Straight up.
I'm just gonna be cooling.
You know what I'm saying?
Like some good ass little fox or something.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice little fox. Yeah. They make panda furs.
I don't know.
Man, I mean, Peter gonna get me up out of here.
I'm about to say,
you some custom.
I'm sure.
You get you one custom made.
You just gave somebody a whole plate, don't you know it.
It's too many designers out here, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I feel like panda fur, that shit just sit right on your body, but as soon as you just throw it on.
That white and black, too, you can't go wrong. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Man, killing it. Where y'all get y'all fashion sense from, bro? You know what I'm saying? Cause y'all boy like be putting that shit on though.
Yeah. It's funny, man. Cause we've been
there for a long time
since high school. Like we was known as them niggas. Like niggas used to take our style. Like on God, like everybody used to dress like. Cause we was the ones that was trendsetting. We brought the new shit to the school.
Right.
The niggas that got down chuckle. I ain't gonna care. We just cared about the girl. The females loved it though. But the niggas would chuckle. But then the next, not even the next school year, nigga. The next semester, they come back in the same shit.
Doing got the same shit on. Yeah.
That's a fact.
Like every time that's we would fact. Change up some shit, bro. Literally, they're like, man, what the fuck that man got on? And then 2 weeks later, 3 weeks
nigga,
later,
he got it on.
We used to make clothes too.
Yeah, like shirts and pants.
Yeah, we was designers before we even called ourselves fashion designers, bro. It's crazy.
Y'all got merch.
Shoes.
merch. Yeah, we got merch. Yeah, we got three song merch. We had it on the back outside. That was
one. We had to bless you with something. For
sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We had to do that, bro.
Hey,
we already got that going.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm definitely here for the Rich Soul merch.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to wear that shit everywhere, too.
Oh, God.
Hey, yeah.
Put that shit on.
I'll be trying to tell if I'm like, hey, just throw me some shit. I'm going to wear it.
I'm going to wear that shit now. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead and let us know what's your size, bro.
Large shirt, 30-cent pants.
30-cent pants.
All right,
say less.
Yeah, my own shout out to my partner.
And I like that you like hats, too. We're going to get some hats.
Hell yeah. You know we doing that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm hat shouty.
Yeah.
I just look way more cool with a hat on. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
It'd be like, damn, nigga, I already got a big ass head, so if I cover that motherfucker up, man, nigga gonna be that nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
That guy.
You know what I'm saying? Still.
Did y'all ever get into like the freestyle battles in high school and shit?
Nah.
Man, I did. It's funny. I did one freestyle.
I was seeing them, but I wasn't in it.
I always knew that wasn't my thing. Like,
nah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and then me, yeah, the only reason I did it was because I got challenged and I didn't want to seem like no pussy.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, so I said, let's go then.
You know what I'm saying? And I went to the crib. I rolled my balls, went back to next school. I let the nigga up.
Lit him up.
Literally, I had like, and I'm fun. I'm a funny nigga, so I had niggas laughing and shit. I wish Mel Max was here because he was there during that.
I
wish Mel Max was here because he was there doing that.
He was around.
He was in the room, and I was writing the bars for the shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah, he been around since we was just though.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Them the people you gotta keep in your corner though.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you just gotta learn how to read the room, man.
You got to
really though.
That's true.
Just gotta read the room, cause if somebody ain't rocking with you, like it's gonna be obvious.
That's a fact. Most definitely.
That's why I say real recognize real, and that thing that like to me that really means something. You know what I'm saying? I feel like when you thorough, when you genuine, and you in the room, you can tell, you can feel it when it ain't right.
Right.
It's like I wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do what Buddy just did. Like it'd be the little shit. You know what I'm saying? So you're right. You know what I'm saying? Just reading the room.
Yeah, man.
I said they didn't back outside. I said a lot of fake love being passed around. If it's real, man, you better show it
straight up.
I said they didn't back outside, bro. That's a fact.
Man, back outside, like one of them records, bro, I got to listen to it like 6 months straight. Because it's like, I'm going to listen to the hook and the beat for the first 3 months.
Yeah. And then you go back and listen to the verses.
Yeah, 4 months.
Okay, damn.
Yeah, man, we're gonna pop our shit on everything
we do. I don't give a damn how what it's looking like. We're gonna pop our shit and we're gonna keep it real. Sure.
Yeah, that one of you gotta dissect records, man, especially like the good records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because you wanna keep it in rotation and you're on your playlist for a little minute.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You don't wanna wear it out too fast.
Facts.
Yeah,
you don't wanna do that.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm one of them niggas that wear that shit out. I ain't gonna cap. If I hear it and I like it, I'm gonna wanna keep hearing it. So I'm gonna keep playing it.
Yeah, I'm definitely a playlist guy. Like I like something, I throw it on
my playlist.
You know what I'm saying? I just shuffle that hoe with all my stuff that I've been listening to.
Yep.
And if you make it to the playlist, like
your shit hard.
Your shit hard. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
That playlist game, man, like that playlist game changed the game forever. Like streaming.
Yeah.
That playlist game is deadly. Yeah. I ain't gonna cap.
Bro.
That shit made folks lose jobs, goddamn.
What?
Real.
Like
in them labels.
Bro, like I'm just thinking about like, you know what I'm saying? I'm kinda up there. So I'm thinking about them days where it was just little LimeWire.
I was a king of LimeWire.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, what?
Wasn't that shit illegal?
I think that's the first thing I downloaded when I got my laptop. Yeah. Nigga, it was LimeWire, nigga.
And I most definitely.
Hell yeah, that was legal. We were making bootleg CDs and everything.
Yes, sir.
And selling them shit. That was a trap. I ain't gonna cap.
Yeah.
Nigga, matter of fact, our mama was doing that shit.
And then we started doing it. Oh, mama!
Then, hell yeah! She download, man. She was selling CDs, DVDs.
Was doing that shit.
She doing everybody doing that shit though.
Oh yeah,
but she was. She had a room full of shit though. Like she was going crazy.
Yeah, bro.
But it made us do it. We used to take our shit to school and sell them.
You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, we was there at the bus. You know the big bus CD and DVD. We was in school doing that shit.
We been hustling, but it's funny because we was actually going to the track to re-up on our CDs and DVDs. And like the bust was happening,
yeah.
Bro, helicopters, FBI, like you know the big bust that happened in Atlanta. Yeah, that shit. We was there. Yes,
yeah.
That's around time everybody went down. That's when they took LimeWire down. They took all that shit. Drama got jail time for that shit. So, you know, that we was there when that shit happened. That shit crazy. We was that close from walking in and being in the room when they busted in. We could have got, you know, we could have went, but we was young, but mama could have went down for shit show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mama could have gotten in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I remember that.
You just kept driving. It's like, oh shit, keep driving. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I sold CDs and DVDs too, like for mad long. Like, and that's all I did. Like, man, niggas thought I sold dope.
That was a whole hustle.
Yeah, that shit man, was dope, like, nigga.
Bro, I ain't.
That shit was dope, bro. Trapping, bro. But if you got pulled over, they wasn't just gonna do you how they did you.
Man,
you had to work.
If that shit wasn't dope, that shit wouldn't have been surrounded by the feds like it was, bro. Helicopters and everything, bro. I'm like, bro,
what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, just keep driving, bro. I don't even know what's going on.
I remember Denzel Washington American Gangster came out.
I remember that movie.
Man, yeah. we burnt 400 copies of this shit.
Oh, damn.
We got it like 2 months early. Yeah. And then it was like the movie quality.
Was pretty
like,
good.
Straight to DVD.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Bro, we went to Nashville and sold 400 American Gangsters.
Oh, damn.
Like,
yeah, easy.
And you know that was like one of the most anticipated movies back then.
It was.
So everybody wanted to watch that movie. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Bro,
they had to shut that whole wave down. There were way too many people losing out on sales during that time.
Yeah,
you know,
it was
back then, sales was everything. You know what I'm saying? Back then, this is when sales meant something. I ain't saying it don't mean nothing now, but you make money in so many other areas.
Yeah, them go to the store said them hard copy sales was everything.
But them hard copy albums, bro, back then. The plastic, bro.
We wanted to take the booklet out just to open that shit for a poster. Like, bro, I miss those days of advertising. Like, I ain't gonna cap. We're gonna make one for Champagne and Leather. Fuck it.
You talking about with the booklet?
We about to make
the booklet. You gotta have the booklet, bro.
Yeah, the booklet.
Wait, come on.
Go ahead, Taylor Frisell.
You want to come? Come on.
Store is still left.
Yeah.
Come on.
To a signing for an artist, a mainstream artist, and she was signing the album. She had a cover or a poster to go with it.
Yeah, see, that's lit.
So there are still two music stores in Georgia where we can make it happen.
Hey, okay. Taylor Fruce said she can make it happen, Captain.
I wish you would.
You don't want to say all that on the mic? That's straight from the GOAT.
Hey, that's hard. Straight from the GOAT.
Taylor speaks.
No, we definitely going to make that happen.
Kehlani.
Yeah.
As big as Kehlani was.
Oh, wow.
We got that.
Oh, wow.
Let's do it.
The t-shirts. We giving out the t-shirts
or
something with it.
Yeah. T-shirts, hard copies.
Yeah.
Booklets. Yeah, and then not everybody even doing that shit like that no more, man, which is crazy. But that was my, like, as a kid consumer, when I was a kid, that was my favorite part of buying a CD.
Yeah.
The packaging. I get to open that bitch up. I get to take it out.
Yeah, take it out.
I get to open it, look at the booklets, or sometimes it's supposed to with it. Can put that shit on the wall.
Man,
I used to love that shit, bro.
It was like a Christmas gift.
Yeah, for real.
Straight up.
No, we definitely got CDs as a Christmas gift.
That was like the perfect
album. Hey, some Christmas, nigga, that was your Christmas. You get some CDs, nigga.
Yeah,
on God.
And then we had a Columbia house back then. You get like 20 CDs for one penny.
Yeah.
And they just sending them.
Damn, man.
You owe these people some money.
Yeah.
But they sending the CDs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What the first CD y'all boy think y'all love about? Like out the store.
My first CD.
Yeah.
That I bought with my money or that my parents bought me?
Because I don't remember the CD.
By the time I got grown,
yeah, I know when I was a kid,
I
think
buying no more hard copies. By the time I got grown,
I remember
I'm 28.
Okay.
By the time he got grown, like CDs weren't even in no more.
Okay, yeah,
but as a kid, though, I definitely remember getting Michael Jackson.
I'm gonna say now the first CD that was given to me was probably Usher for me.
Oh yeah, 8701.
Yeah, I think that was the one. 8701. Yeah. I remember that shit laying around.
8701 was probably the first album given to me,
and that motherfucker was Flames.
Yeah. That was my own. Of course, my mom had. You know, our moms is. You know, she had it.
You got it bad. You don't got a call.
You
remind me of a girl.
They bless you. Yeah, bless you, boy.
Yeah. I had. I feel like they had a deluxe one too.
Yeah, I believe.
And I feel like I had both of those. Yeah.
They did a Confessions. They had a deluxe on Confessions.
Okay. It was some. I just know I got two. I don't know if it was two Ushers or what, but definitely 8701 was.
Yeah, I remember that one for sure.
Well, what you got, bro?
I don't remember. I remember getting the Bobby V CD.
Bobby V.
What was it?
Special occasion. Special occasion. That was the second one.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember you having that.
Yeah. Mine definitely, I think mine was Thriller, if I ain't mistaken, Michael Jackson. As a kid, I used to love Mike, bro. I did.
Yeah.
So I think Thriller MJ was
and this is all facts. Like,
no, this is a fact. Bro, love Michael Jackson. I still do. You can't say I don't give a fuck. You can put Michael Jackson up against anybody. Michael Jackson gonna win them all.
No.
You can't even argue that shit, right?
Well, come on.
Bro, you talk about
ain't
top
too
three
many people like
top
nah,
three R&B, man. You got the top two. I don't give a fuck about nobody say R. Kelly top two with up there with Michael Jackson and Usher. Michael Jackson, Usher, and R. Kelly, like top three.
Yeah, probably like on overall.
Mm-hmm. I'm a young nigga too, so keep that in mind. I'm not gonna put Teddy Pendergrass and Luther Vandross. I'm not putting them niggas in my top three as R&B.
I see what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying? So like that's my little era. Like, and Michael Jackson is just like he's forever. Like,
yeah,
timeless. Yeah, he's timeless,
like,
bro.
Like, Michael, like that's weird for me, like. I feel like when I be thinking of R&B, like, you know, he of course, you know, he's R&B and pop. So like, I be
keep in mind, pop just mean popular, bro.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but it's still a sound.
Yeah, and he didn't create pop. It's crazy. He didn't create pop, but he took it and he said, "I'm the king of the shit that I don't even." But he came in, he was R&B. He's been R&B his whole
for sure. Yeah, but he has records that fall into. That sound.
That pop sound.
You know what I'm saying?
He the king of pop.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just like when I think of him, I just feel like he's like the king of not even just R&B. Like,
he the king of music. Of,
like, yeah, real almost. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. To the point where when I do my top three and five, like, he don't count. Like, right.
I can't put him in R&B. He's just the elite.
He's
like,
number one over
the
whole music industry. Man. You can't do it, man.
I always can't compare nobody to Mike. Man, it's hard to. You know what I'm saying? Facts. You know, it's just hard to compare to him. But yeah, like.
That definitely was my first CD for sure.
Yeah, for sure, though. I remember, you know, Noez had a Big Michael era, though.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He had a Big Michael era, man. And I was, you know, young, trying to goddamn keep up with the moves and, you know what I'm saying?
right.
But that was cool, though. Like, coming up, man. And then me being legit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I take pride into, like, Tank. You know what I'm saying? You know what
Tank
saying?
Hard.
People like that. Like, okay. I like a lot of the younger artists, you know what I'm saying? That's within the last, you know, maybe 10, 20 years, you know, coming from, that's been doing a whole lot of groundwork, you know what I'm saying? Like your Eric Bellinger's, you know what I'm saying? Your Tanks, you know, coming from
Chris
people
Browns.
Like that.
Okay.
Even Chris Brown, for sure, you know what I'm saying? So I just, like, take pride into listening to the people who's paving the way for us, you know what I'm saying? I just be listening.
Hey, good shit, bro. Yeah, hey, man, I appreciate y'all, boy, coming through, man. Kicking
always,
with the kid,
bro.
Man.
Always, Rico.
For sure, man, you know. Yeah, man, appreciate you for having us, too, for sure.
Oh, yeah, anytime, dog, anytime. Anytime y'all want to swing through, promote, whatever.
Yeah,
just come through, kick it.
Oh, yeah.
It don't matter, man.
Hey, next time we come, we're going to bring some drip with us, though.
Hey, pull up with the drippy drip.
Yeah, sir, we had some money.
Like, for real. Like, man, come on, man. Y'all about the Bel Air.
We still about drip.
Y'all come back next week if y'all want, my boy.
You know what I'm saying? What I keep bringing gifts like this. Y'all come back every week, man.
Come on, man. Y'all want to co-host this bitch? What we doing, gang?
Oh, shit. We about to
Shit Runners Podcast featuring Rick Soul.
That's it, man.
That'd be hard.
Good shit, bro.
Hey, man, yeah. Anything y'all want to bless the people with before we close this thing out, man?
Man, I really just want to say, man, Champagne and Leather coming real soon.
Yeah, Champagne and Leather on the way.
It's on the way.
Back Outside is out. Back Outside music video is out on YouTube. Tune in. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out 24 Karat Records. Shout out Echelon Elite Management. Shout out Gina Love. Shout out Mel Mack. Shout out Taylor. Hey, man, we're going up. Y'all know what's happening. Shout out. Oh, and shout out our number one promoter, though. Tez. You know what I'm saying? I gotta give it to Tez.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Big love, bro.
Yeah, I just want to say for all the dreamers out there, man, don't ever give up. You know what I'm saying? Stick to it, man. No matter how hard it is, man, make it work. You know what I'm saying? But always remember to invest in yourself because that's what's going to get you to the next level. Mm-hmm. And you meeting the right people. So, hey, man, choose your circle wisely. And, you know, that's how that will determine where you, whether you're going to be.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Oh, and I'm going to bless y'all with this. If you're thinking about telling your girlfriend the truth, don't do it, brother.
Just lie.
I'm going to tell you on all camera.
Because they do.
Just lie. You'll sleep better. You'll sleep so much better tonight. She'll sleep good. It'll be so wonderful. Just lie, brother.
Man, ain't mad at that.
Because she going to lie like a motherfucker.
Exactly. Well, like I just said, because she do.
Yeah. Oh, boy, they lie so good. Stupid. But yeah, they good at it. I don't like that, bro. If they lie that good, I little rock. I'll be like...
Like, damn.
You put some time.
I ain't thinking that.
You thought about that
one. You got that one, ma'am. Damn it. I really believe you faithful. Nah, let me stop, man. That shit was so toxic. I could not end this shit mature at all, man. I tried. No, I was like, man, let me get them to say some serious stuff.
Yeah.
Damn, I just got to be immature. Hey, man, we gone, man. But always remember, when you do what you do, do it like you're doing it for TV. And we gone. Your bitch, yeah.
Yeah.